joining me with Cholangio Heroes, a video podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver. I will serve as the host for this episode. And joining me today is Dr. Garrett Giles. He is a psychologist in a private practice and talks to everybody of all walks of life, families, children, you name it. And I'm actually really, really grateful for you to be here today because, you know, being diagnosed with cancer, particularly a rare cancer like cholangiocarcinoma, can be very scary and overwhelming. So I know that you have actually helped people in that situation. Could you talk a little bit about yourself and your connection to cholangiocarcinoma?
Yeah, you bet. So my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, was diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma in 2006, I think. And at the time, you know, as you normally want to do, you want to run to the internet and find out what there is about cholangiocarcinoma. And there just wasn't really anything at all. It's a fairly, you know, obscure cancer. And at the time, hardly anything was known about it. And so little by little, my wife and her sisters and their brother, who was diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma, they started to gather information, started to put things together. And that was the beginnings of the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. So really from the beginning of the foundation, we had personal experience because we were with Mark on his journey. And it is difficult in the beginning when you're trying to understand not only what's ahead for your loved one, but also what you can do in that process. And it was not evident early on, you know, what needed to happen, not only in terms of the medical course to and the decisions to be made there, but what our brother needed at the time. And so that started us on this journey. And then since then, I've been involved with cholangiocarcinoma.com and have been involved in the conferences and so forth, talking about care for patients, but also care for the caretakers. So it's been a great 15 plus years in this experience, I think.
Well, I know you've made a tremendous impact. And so I just wanted to correct you really quick. It's cholangiocarcinoma.org. It is .org. So people can find us there, but they can also find us at an easier web address called curecc.org. That's kind of an easier one to remember, curecc.org. And as you were talking, you've mentioned that you've talked with a lot of caretakers. Let's start there with caretakers on some of the recommendations or guidance that you provide somebody.
Well, I think the first word, and I think the most important word for caretakers is balance. As caretakers, you know, we have such a desire to help. We want to do everything that we can. And that's a very good impulse to have, but we have to be balanced in our approach. Otherwise we can overextend ourselves. We can make life more difficult than it has to be for our own selves. And then if we're out of commission, if we're burned out, if we're overwhelmed, if we're overwrought emotionally, then that compromises our ability to help our loved ones. So to be able to have some balance and make sure that the appropriate areas of our life continue to be represented, whether we're talking about, you know, our relationships with our own family members, our spouse or our children and so forth, our work and our career, our social life. Sometimes caretakers feel like they have to drop everything else but just be a caretaker to be an effective caretaker. And I think that's almost the opposite of being an effective caretaker, because like I said, it's a short-lived and a short-term perspective. And other people then get harmed by your sacrifice. And so there's a better way to do it. And it starts with balance, making sure that we are keeping ourselves in good working order, and we're making sure that we're continuing to honor and uphold our duties and obligations and commitments that we've already made, in addition to taking on whatever tasks we can do for our loved one with the diagnosis.
Yeah, I like that you said that because I think the word balance doesn't infer that you shut down your own emotions, that, you know, you are definitely not entitled to your life. I think that that's a great word. I also like the word harmony because sometimes it does get out of balance, you know, sometimes it does. And I think it's okay to just recognize it and then continue to work on creating that balance. So I love that you said that.
Yeah. And balance, I guess I was, maybe it sounded like I was talking about balance as kind of a, an end result, you know, and I don't mm-hmm. think that's true. I think there's too many things that are fluid in our lives to be able to establish balance and just hold balance forevermore. It's kind of like if this is balance, we're kind of above the line and below the line all the time. And so it's kind of an ongoing commitment to balance as much as anything. And I like your idea of harmony, because that's a really big part of this too, is to trying to understand what goes with what during this time. And you know, you said something interesting a minute ago about, you know, we have to sort of deny our own feelings or stay away from our own feelings. And I think an effective caretaker is genuine, you know, and when they're sad about what's happening, when they're overwhelmed by, you know, the tasks in front of the team, I think to be able to talk about that makes it easier for everybody to talk about their own emotions. People can tell when you're kind of holding back. And I think when it comes to someone with a serious diagnosis like cholangiocarcinoma, they need us to be present. They need us to be 100% available. And if we're holding back, if we're not saying things just because we think we're trying to protect our loved one, then I think there's actually going to create a little bit of distance and separation that we don't want.
Right. I think that advice actually goes for the medical professionals who actually are treating people with cholangiocarcinoma. I mean, it's a complex disease, and it can be just as taxing and emotional for a physician, for nurses. And so, you know, allowing them to also find that balance that's right for them so that they can continue to provide the best services to patients. I think what you just said is great for them. But what about patients? I mean, what can you do? I mean, it's hard to imagine the emotions that they must feel. They must be a wide spectrum and change from day to day. How do you counsel and help a patient?
Well, I think when a person is diagnosed with a cholangiocarcinoma, there's a couple of main responses they have. Some people are in shock, you know, and they just are stunned and they don't know what to say. Other people kind of have some denial, you know, maybe it's not that bad, you know, maybe it'll be different than what the doctors say. And then there are other people who engage. And I think for patients, to help them not feel so helpless, engaging in the process is important. And by that, I mean to open and maintain communication with their healthcare providers, to ask questions, to gather and collect information about this, as well as you know, assembling your team, you know, the people who are supportive, the people who can help, whether it's the professionals, which would include medical people, maybe a therapist, other kinds of professionals too, that might help you on this journey. You know, people related to nutrition, people related to exercise, but also your social team, you know, your friends, your family, the people who are in that inner circle for you. And that communication is really important. And so sharing the information, sharing the situation that you're in. Sometimes patients will say, I don't want to talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. I want to act like it's not. And I think, look, you're diagnosed with a serious illness, and like it or not, you know, this is going to be a big part of your life for the next little while. So the quicker you're able to be conversant with the information, the quicker you can sort of be comfortable getting and transmitting information to other people and getting information from them, the better. Plus, it gives you an outlet. It gives you an avenue for the nervous energy, for the worry and fear. The worst possible thing would be just to kind of shutter the windows and turn off the lights and just wait, you know? And I think figuratively, some people do that. They just kind of hunker down and I don't think that's very healthy. And I think it makes us feel even more powerless and even more unable to move ahead on their own. So taking the information, being dynamic in your communication with other people, looking for ways to bring peace and comfort to yourself. I think those are all good places to start, because most likely this isn't just going to, you know, be something that ends in a week or a month. It's more kind of like a marathon, and we want to take care of ourselves and pace ourselves and make sure we have a good supportive team along the way.
Yeah, I actually really like that you said there are different kinds of people's reaction to a diagnosis, because I'm one of those people that you said kind of deals with the unhealthy, as I shut all the doors and I shut everybody out of my life and I hunker in my bed and pull the covers over my head. And I think that's okay for a time. But what I really liked is that you don't live there. You get up and you engage. And if you absolutely need to, and there's nothing wrong with it, reaching out to someone like you. You're a psychologist, you're trained. Everything that you're saying here can be one-on-one and personalized to that particular person. So I'm glad that you've been able to join us today. Is there anything else that you would add to help with people who are experiencing the cancer journey?
I think to know that you're not alone. There are a lot of people who have been or are currently on the same journey, whether it's medical professionals, caretakers, or other patients. And I think that's one of the great benefits and advantages of the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation and their website. There's so much information and so many resources available that you don't have to feel alone in this. You don't have to make all these decisions in a vacuum. You don't have to reinvent the wheel pertaining to your treatment and the decisions you need to make about that. So I would just say, let other people be involved. Reach out to people who might have something to say about the journey you're already on. It will make your journey easier.
Oh, thank you so much. I know that we really encourage people to get second opinions. So if you're one of those patients that Dr. Giles mentioned earlier and you're like, denial, this is not right, you know, get a second opinion, get a third opinion if you need to. And then don't hesitate and ask for biomarker testing. It's really important to know what mutated genes are impacting your tumors. And that way you'll be able to have treatment options and even potentially clinical trial matches to help you as well. So I appreciate all of that information is on cholangiocarcinoma.org. You can find us there. You can also find us, it's a lot easier, at curecc.org. We actually have a link so that people can talk to you. So if you need to talk with someone, there is a link on our website for Dr. Giles, and we welcome you to sign up with a session with him and he can help you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be a part of this, and glad to be helping people who are on such an important and difficult journey. Everybody needs help once in a while, and I'm glad to be part of that help.
Great. Thank you. And everyone else, please join us next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.